The topic of today's podcast is step 5, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs.
Hi, my name is Patricia, and I am currently working on step 5, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. Al-Anon for me is a program that, even though it has 12, we might call them simple steps, they're not very easy to work through. They do take a little bit of time and a little bit of study. And so currently, as I work through step 5, I realize that, one, these steps are for me to work through, and that each step builds upon the last step. So the one right before step 5 is step 4, and that's made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. That step is about honesty. This step, step 5, is about admitting these things to God, to ourselves, being honest with ourselves, and being humble enough to at least admit them. I did not realize until I began to work the steps how insane I was. I spent most of my marriage, 28 years, blaming someone else for my unhappiness. I didn't realize that I had not taken an honest look at myself, nor had I admitted it to anybody, because I certainly was ashamed of my life and embarrassed. And so step five applies to my life, because I realized through working the steps, by studying, reading the literature, attending meetings, etc., that I've come to understand how insane I was, and how by blaming others, I was really avoiding myself and working on myself. And I also learned that basically my reactions to whatever the alcoholic was doing in my life and the crazy things they do, my reaction was based on fear and anxiety and all those other feelings that come along. I was afraid of what was going to happen next based on history. So for me, this step is about a willingness to change my behavior. I cannot change my alcoholic's behavior, anybody else's behavior for that matter. So this step applies to, you know, everything in your life, not just the alcoholic. But I'm willing to change, and together with my higher power and another person, I can change patterns that have taken me 40 years to get really good at. So for anybody out there who has ever had a situation like this, we have all learned survival techniques to get by in our daily life, just to get to the end of the day. And I realized that by admitting these pieces about myself and being honest and being humble enough to tell somebody about it, that I can get better. It's not about the alcoholic, it's about me. And these steps are about me and my sanity. And that to me is priceless, my serenity. So thank you for letting me share.
My name is Soren. Step 5, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. My problem was thinking I didn't have any. When I came into Al-Anon, I was married for the fourth time and thought I'd made no mistakes so far. Everything that went sideways was somebody else's fault, not mine. I don't know how I managed to do that, but I could blow your small part of the little picture on the TV up to big screen size and my huge contribution back to small screen size. And we'd talk loudly and long about your transgression, and then you'd run up the white flag, not because I won in any sense of being right, but only because people figure this guy will never learn. Over time, in the safety of the rooms of Al-Anon, and seeing others model a kind of honesty that I was not capable of when I came through the door, slowly, 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 this hard-headed person began to understand the thing that set me free was being honest about who I am, laying the cards on the table about how I did business. And the only reason I could do that is because I saw others do that before I had a clue of how that was done. jumping forward to the present time as recently as yesterday, I have occasion to circle around and tell the kids I work with, I didn't do that well. I'm supposed to be the adult in the situation. And first, before I can do that even, I have to be honest about what was my part and what went sideways. There's an angry, blaming side of me that's kind of my autopilot. I guess these days people would talk about it as a default mechanism. And I have to watch that that doesn't jump in and start the blame game. And that's one of the things I have to be very honest about, is how I can do wrong and be wrong, how that old me can jump into a situation and lay waste the garden one more time. It doesn't most of the time now, I'll say that, but it can at any moment if I'm not watchful. And that awareness of my need to put on the table what I have done is just basic to the process. And again, I pay tribute to those who showed me the pathway by modeling that kind of honesty, talking about their flaws back in that long, extended period of time when I thought I didn't have any. I knew there were, but I couldn't face it, I guess is the more honest way to say that. And it just has been and was so freeing and prevents so much stuff now to know that whenever I cut loose with that stuff, I got to clean it up. And I try to be really honest, especially with the kids I work with everyone, but especially with the kids I work with and circle around when I know that that old me has jumped in again. But the key to that is being honest enough and having clear eyes enough to see how I really do business when it's down and dirty. And it isn't most of the time, but sometimes now when I get surprised, the old me shows up, and there I go again. And this magnifying glass under which I look at how I do business helps me to be clear as I go down the road of continuing to get closer to the full-time me that I want to be. I'm so grateful for this journey that continues by others showing me the way, and now my sometimes being able to help show others the way to set me free from what did not work in my life.
Hi, I'm Terry, and I'm also going to share on step 5, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being, the exact nature of our wrongs. I first heard the 12 steps at my first meeting, and they were read as we went around the room at the beginning of the meeting. And they were almost all frightening, but step 5 just leaped out at me as the most frightening at all, because I realized if I did that, I would have to disclose to another human being the exact nature of my wrongs. And I didn't think anybody would be ready for that. So I did work through the steps, and I got to step 5, and, before I got to step 5, of course, I did step 4, but I had to wrap myself around step 4 and isolate everything else, because if I started thinking about when I finish this, I'm going to have to go on to step 5 and tell somebody about it all. Eventually, I did it, and I got to step 5, and admitting to God was not hard for me, because I already believed in a God that knew everything about me and was all-knowing and all-seeing. And so I didn't have any trouble admitting to God what was wrong with me. And then I moved on to myself. I had a little more trouble with that, and I did it, but I did some self-justifying and feeling sorry for myself. Sometimes I talked about it in a meeting. It was easier for me to talk to a group than to talk to one individual and disclose everything. So one night I was in a meeting, and I quoted something from our Step 5 book, the old green book, and it says, "Life had dealt me a pretty bad hand." And that was my view. I said, "Life had dealt me a pretty bad hand." And pretty soon a paper came around, was passed to me, and somebody had written me a note in the meeting, and it said, I'm going to say, life is not so much about being dealt a good hand, but of playing a bad hand well. And so I was a little surprised when I got that, but I did apply it to my life, and I still remember it today and try to use it. I'm using it now. So I admitted my faults to myself, taking a little more time, and then I moved on to telling another human being. And I told myself I didn't feel that anybody was ready to hear all about me. That would be just too much for anyone. So I kind of split it up in 3 parts to start with, and I don't think I even had a sponsor when I started this, but I acquired one during my step 5 process. So I shared some things with her, and most of the things by the end of it, and I
shared also with everything that our books tell us we should not, the people we should not share with, and that was my alcoholic spouse who didn't seem too interested in it. And then I went on to share with some other outside help I was getting. And finally, I decided I would share this with my minister, which was kind of interesting for both he and I because I had never done this step five and he had never heard one. And he was a little bit familiar with the program. He became more familiar as I talked to him about it in the future. And he did listen to me and he did offer some help and to both my husband and myself. And it was okay, but it didn't address alcoholism, which was the real problem. So I had to address that in the program and with my sponsor. And I did that, and I will kind of wrap this up by saying one of my character defects is perfectionism. And I found myself going over and over step five and thought, you know, it would be years before I ever got it done and was ready to wrap that up. So I'm just going to close with something that someone said to me, and it meant a whole lot and helped me to lighten up a little bit about doing step five. And it's this. This is a program of second chances. And if we forget something the first time and remember it later, we can always go back and pick it up again. So I'm still working on step five, not constantly, but from time to time. And so thank you for listening.
Hi, I'm Andy. Step five to me is telling me how to deal with a conflict. If I am in a conflict with someone else, step five tells me to talk to a God of my understanding, reflect by myself, and tell one other person. Not tell them what the other person did, but what I did, what my part was in the situation. If I do that, then I avoid gossip, I avoid holding grudges, and I am able to move on with my life. Step five also tells me I don't have to have it all together, and it's okay to make mistakes. This was huge in my life, because growing up as a child, it wasn't okay for me to make mistakes, and that made my life very, very hard. But step five told me that it's okay for me to make decisions and that I don't have to second-guess myself, and I can accidentally give wrong advice. If it's the wrong advice or the wrong decision, then I own it and move on. Doing this makes me more human. Thanks for letting me share.
Thank you, everyone, for listening to this discussion about step five.